You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of notes, a couple of items as we get going here today. First of all, and it's kind of the absence of an item, actually, nothing new on talks about another virus relief plan for this economy. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen went on Good Morning America this morning, said there what she has been saying everywhere for a while now, got to go big to stop it from being worse later. It's worth a note on that vein that the benefits in the package that passed just before Christmas go away in March. Item number two and related, this is Thursday, so one hopes almost a year into this pandemic that all y'all know what that means. And if somehow you haven't been paying attention, Thursdays we get first-time claims for unemployment benefits. 779,000 people lost their jobs last week, down from the past couple of weeks, yes, but still staggeringly high, which I feel like I have to say every week, just to remind everybody how bad it actually is. And finally, in keeping with the policy of this program that we got to keep talking about this stuff or we are going to stop talking about this stuff, the CEO of the pharmaceutical giant Merck, Kenneth Frazier is his name. He announced today he is going to be retiring come June. Frazier is one of four, count them, four black CEOs at Fortune 500 companies, which is to say that in June, they're going to be three. We said yesterday on the program that we try real hard not to get too deep into the process weeds of this economy. That's never any fun. But process can and often does lead to policy. And so to this news. Now that there is finally a power-sharing agreement in the Senate of the United States, control of committees is changing hands, which means Democrats are now going to set the agenda for what gets talked about and voted on. And that includes a new bill using antitrust law to overhaul how the government regulates big companies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The way it works now, for the government to block a merger or acquisition or prosecute a company for being anti-competitive, regulators use something called the Consumer Welfare Standard, says Christopher Casey, a partner at the law firm Duane Morris.
That generally focuses on whether there will be an increase in prices or a reduction in output as a result of a combination or other action.
That means the government has to prove it's bad for consumers. Casey says that's a tough standard for regulators to meet, especially now.
The economy has changed so dramatically in the past 10 years. You just look at the dominance of the tech companies in American life.
So this new legislation aims to make it easier to bring cases against big firms. Charlotte Slayman is the competition policy director at the group Public Knowledge.
So one of the things that this bill does is change those burdens of proof, change those presumptions so that we're erring more on the side of over-enforcement rather than under-enforcement.
The bill would also provide more money to bring antitrust cases and bigger fines for companies that break the rules. Spencer Waller is a professor at Loyola University Chicago School of Law.
This is among the first time in decades that antitrust has become a political issue, has been the subject of important legislation and hearings and reports.
And there seems to be some bipartisan support to update antitrust rules, not just in tech, but also in highly consolidated industries like healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and defense. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.